Well, certainly the Department of Home Affairs has identified that we don't need it anymore. We are putting it into the central government pot for properties to see what could be used for. We don't particularly anticipate in the department that it would be of any primary use keeping the building that's there at the moment. And I don't think I would mind too much if the site was cleared to make way for another use. Obviously, I look forward to working with my colleagues, Alan Crowe, who's a member of the previous department, so brings a lot of experience to it, as well as David Quirk, who, of course, I've got to know over the last 5 years, and I know he'll bring a lot of enthusiasm and energy to the department. Obviously, want to see fewer people arrested, fewer people in prison. We need to probably reopen the debate about what prison is for and whether we just lock people up for the sake of it, and whether there are more appropriate community-based methods there where people can actually repay their debt to society rather than just be kept away from society. We have a drug and alcohol strategy taken on by, say, predecessor Adrian Inshaw, really driven by Bill Malarkey, who was there, to really bring down things like drug and alcohol crime rates, especially in young people, which is half what it was 2 years ago. In terms of young people and antisocial behaviour, the numbers are falling there as well. And as well as first-time offenders, again, the numbers are dropping. So I do attribute that sort of success to the work of my predecessors. And I hope that despite the budgetary constraints that we're going to have going forward, to keep that trend going.